You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We've interrupted the president twice now this morning, and we're not going to do it a third time. His remarks now in their entirety in just a moment. We are speaking of the president who has spoken within the last few minutes from the White House urging Congress to pass the $700 billion or whatever number it turns out to be bailout plan that they were not able to get passed or agreement on last night. The markets are open. They are off their lows of the morning so far, but still Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 1% or more. The S&P 500 is down about 1% and change. And that seems to be the issue right now. With us is Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political director, and also Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection. But first, let's hear in their entirety President Bush's somewhat urgent remarks that he gave at the White House just moments ago.
It continues to work with the Congress on a rescue plan. And we need a rescue plan. This is it's hard work. Our proposal is a big proposal. And the reason it's big and substantial is because we got a big problem. We also need to move quickly. Now, anytime you have a plan this big that is moving this quickly, that requires legislative approval, it creates challenges. Members want to be heard. They want to be able to express their opinions, and they should be allowed to express their opinions. There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done. The legislative process is sometimes not very pretty, but we are going to get a package passed. We will rise to the occasion. Republicans and Democrats will come together and pass a substantial rescue plan.
That's the president speaking about 20 minutes ago live at the White House in a tone that sounds a little bit like kind of live radio can be, you know, where you're kind of winging it. You know, there is the impression, Todd Zwillick, down in Washington, that the entire U.S. government might be winging it at this moment. Is that the impression you got?
I don't know what you're talking about, the people wing it on live radio. I don't know why you say that.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know why you're talking about people winging it in government.
Well, clearly that's sort of what's going on now. But I just want to add something to a question you asked earlier, John, which was, is the president correct that everyone agrees that something must be done now? Because something interesting is going on Capitol Hill, or at least was yesterday. Nobody is saying this into a microphone, or at least nobody that I've heard is saying this into a microphone. But there is paper circulating throughout the House and certain quarters of the Senate being circulated by Republicans that the economy won't necessarily melt down if Congress does nothing, that it's not as urgent as some would have you believe. There's a letter circulating with 40 or so or 35 well-known, well-noted economists making the case that—
100, actually, because we spoke to one earlier this morning.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you know about this. So it's 100. I thought it was—yesterday it was in the 50s, so they added—they doubled their numbers. But anyway, that paper is circulating, which is being circulated to build a case that they don't have to do this instantly. That's why those papers circulate like
that. An alternative view out of the 535, which is in this committee of the financial bailout. We're going to come back and talk about this in a moment. But first, Richard Hake is here with some headlines of what else is going on in the world. Richard?
And John, stocks are sharply lower in early trading as efforts to finalize a $700 billion financial bailout deal has been unraveled now. The seizure of Washington Mutual by federal regulators is also serving as a sobering reminder of the widespread problems in the banking industry. Meanwhile, credit markets are tightening further as fears of a deepening economic crisis are driving investors to buy safe haven treasury bills. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down some 126 points right now. China's tainted milk scandal continues to spread in Asia. In response, the European Union is joining other countries in banning imports of baby food containing Chinese milk. milk. Tensions are rising in Pakistan after a bomb blast caused a train to derail in the eastern Punjab province, killing 4 people and wounding 15 others. Also off the coast of Somalia, pirates captured a Ukrainian ship carrying at least 30 military tanks. The equipment could be very dangerous in Somalia, already awash with weapons. The Chinese are attempting their first spacewalk. The astronauts blasted off yesterday morning and should return in a couple of days. And rather tropical storm Kyle is off the coast of Bermuda right now, is moving north-northwest at 13 miles per hour. Winds are at 60 miles per hour right now. And forecasters say it could reach hurricane-strength winds by tomorrow.
A lot going on. And, of course, at the lead of all of it, the president speaking just moments ago, urging Congress to pass this bailout bill. Andrea Bernstein is with us, Takeaway's political director, also Todd Zwillick. Adora, so here we have a situation where the president has just spoken. There's clearly kind of an open revolt in the Republican Party, certainly on the House floor, against the president's plan. The Democrats are attempting to put something together. There is a debate tonight. Maybe it will take place with the two candidates. John McCain hasn't said he will go to the debate. What are Americans, Andrea, and you just returned from one of the counties that's in transition, what are Americans to make of what is going on at this moment?
Well, I mean, very few people understand it, and I think that's clear. I mean, even people who own businesses were sort of trying to figure this out, puzzle it through. I mean, one of the things that I found when the question was asked yesterday, was it right for Senator McCain to return to Washington to work on this, is that it tracked exactly who you were voting for. So if you said, if you were voting for Senator McCain, you thought, yes, it was a wonderful idea. If you were voting for Senator Obama, you thought it was a terrible idea, and if you were undecided, you didn't know.
But we heard today, talking to the Patchwork Nation folks at the Christian Science Monitor, that people who were in fear seemed to be making up their mind. In other words, that the economy is tracking towards Barack Obama, but in general, the undecideds are suddenly evaporating because fear makes people come to a decision.
I'm still kind of stuck on this President Bush speech moments ago, trying to figure out what the conversation was like among his advisors making the decision to come out and speak in front of the cameras. I mean, this is not a president that we see regularly in this manner. And you just have to wonder, why wasn't there some attempt to rally his Republican colleagues?
Well, this may be it.
Together.
I mean, this may be coming at 9:36 in the morning, as it did. This may be both a message to the stock markets, like, hang in there, we're still working, and to the House Republicans, we're going to turn up the heat. You know, I mean, he is still the president of the United States. They still have a lot of power, and these people want to get reelected. So there may be some messaging going on there, like, we're going to start tightening the screws.
Well, Todd Zwillick, we want to send you off to Capitol Hill to get the take the pulse of really what is the reaction to the president's speech. We want to give you the last word, though, here as you go off to figure out what the reaction is going to be and if there will be any progress on this bailout negotiation. Todd?
Well, we'll find out. We'll start to find out in just a couple of hours, at least heading into the weekend. The principals, as they're called, are heading back into meetings at 11:30, and the principals are only 5 people at this point. They've been winnowed down, and the 20 or so people who were meeting Thursday and Friday have all been kicked out of the room. So now a meeting of just 5 people, maybe their staffs, but maybe not, go in at 11:30, and we'll all be there hovering and staking them out. Will they come out of the meeting today with an agreement? I tend to doubt it, at least not in the middle of the day. I think this goes into the weekend, if you believe that they're as far apart as they say they are. And those House Republicans are dug in, and all of their motivations so far, at least from the observer's distance, don't seem to be pointing to making a deal quickly, at least not quickly on a Friday.
So let me itemize this. Let me itemize this. We don't know if we're going to get a deal. We don't know what the market reaction is going to be. We don't know if there's going to be a presidential debate tonight. But we do know that George Bush is still the president. Andrea, do I have that about right?
Yes, and we do know that Barack Obama is still going to Oxford, Mississippi.
All right, Andrea Bernstein, thanks for being with us. Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection, thanks for holding the fort down there in D.C. Todd, thank you.
He ran off to the Capitol, just like he did exactly what you told him to do, John.
Just can't stop Todd Zwillick.
Thanks, guys.
We're always on here at The Takeaway, and Election Day is less than 6 weeks away. Boy, what else can happen, huh? We've got you covered. You'll find our complete coverage on our election website, vote2008.thetakeaway.org.
And tonight, if there is a debate, you can join us online. I'll be live Twittering that first presidential debate, McCain versus Obama, or Obama versus some guy in Oxford, Mississippi that they dragged off the street, along with political director Andrea Bernstein. She'll be Twittering as well. You'll be able to join the conversation on our homepage at thetakeaway.org and on Twitter. That's all, Twitter. That's all tonight.
And Andrea writes to us on our website. The Republican says, I'm not voting for McCain, I'm voting for Palin. This is from Andrea Bernstein's report earlier. You get the feeling that a sizable portion of the party would be pleased to have McCain win the election and then kick the bucket. Wow. Leaving the Alaska hockey mom as the leader of the free world.
Well, there's a long time between that notion and the election, and we'll be talking all about it. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.